This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Well, of course, in a case like this, Joe, you could swear to anything. It's just a faux hearing.
Well, until, you know, Dr. Bookman, PhD dude, thinking that it might be a good thing to go verify the testimony gets on your there's another word I was going to say that I shouldn't say on the radio. By the way, I then, after typing all this stuff up in the course of the fall of 2013 and early 2014, I sent it all out to Don Schmidt, Stan Friedman, Nick Pope. I'm like, here's your testimony. As I've transcribed it, please proofread this, because I can make errors too. Human beings make errors. It's okay. You can swear under oath and make an honest mistake. The point is, when you're confronted with it, you clean it up. And Nick Pope went through his testimony and said, you know, there's a couple of things that I should probably have said a little differently. Here's whatever. And he caught a couple of typos. Nick is the best, in my view, of a witness who prepares in advance, gives you his testimony, delivers the testimony, you know, corrects it later. This guy is pristine. And so, you know, I didn't change what he said to the committee, but I put it in a footnote or as an appendix or whatever. And then others who I respect, like Stan Friedman, didn't get back to me. And I didn't follow up to pursue that, because by now I'm getting, you know, cautioned not to publish this or put it up on the internet for free or whatever I want to do with it. By the way, day one, before those warnings came, I gave to the Colorado MUFON people, and I think you can go out there and find my written transcript, the early draft of all of day one on a Colorado MUFON site. I also went to Burning Man, by the way, I love Burning Man, and gave a TED talk out there at Playa School, where I also gave out free copies of the day one written transcript. And somebody found one of those in a bin at Center Camp, just stumbled across it and put it up on the internet. Let's back up, though. So we're in early April of 2013, Citizens Hearings coming together. And one of the things I started to say earlier that I've told Steve in pretty direct feedback, he's a micromanager. He does not build a team around him, and he doesn't delegate. The biggest lie in his advocacy is that he calls his organization the Paradigm Research Group. There's no group. It's Steve. And here's Steve trying to pull off this mega event at the National Press Club. 43 witnesses, 10 different nations. They're going to have simultaneous live translation into Mandarin and Spanish. They were going to have other languages as well, which, you know, that got cut as the budget became an issue. You got 6 former members of Congress. Originally, we're going to have 5. So I got to tell the story about adding Roscoe Bartlett and all that. But he could have, would have, should have put together a committee early on when the funding came through of people to vet those witnesses and not just handpick them himself. And he only had one woman, Linda Moulton Howe. And so, you know, there were accusations of sexism associated with that, although we had Darlene Hooley and Carolyn Kilpatrick and Lynn Woolsey as the 3 female members of the committee. Only one female witness. And other than Denise Marcel, Jesse Marcel Jr.'s daughter was there. I wouldn't call her a witness to anything other than her experience of the credibility of her grandfather, her father. And that was the fundamental flaw then that kind of crippled this grand design that in November, December, January, even going into Sundance, looked like, wow, this could change the world. You have former members of Congress, people like Senator Gravel and others. You're going to have the best witnesses from the planet. You're going to have this stuff vetted and reviewed by the committee in advance, and then you're going to stage this thing in the main ballroom. This is going to be terrific. And, you know, it was something less than that ideal. The budget became an issue. The drop in the value of the silver tightened things up. The acrimony among the major players. By the time we get to the citizens hearing, really Steve Bassett and Reuben Langdon are barely speaking to each other, which made the event a little difficult to manage, right, Chris? You were around for some of that, I believe.
It was a little tense at times, although I had so much on my plate already. I just didn't want to get embroiled in something that I really had there was nothing I could do to help smooth things out. It really degraded by that point.
Yeah. And Steve, by the way, as far as I know, Steve Bassett has not yet watched, listened to, or read the testimony from the citizen hearing on disclosure. He was out in the hallway for the whole thing, having breakdowns with volunteers and others. There was a security issue. The Boston Marathon bombing had just occurred a couple of weeks earlier. And, you know, were we at risk there? They didn't have metal detectors up at the National Press Club yet. I think they do now for those kind of public events. It was something. And, I wound up with a roommate for that week who was Danny Sheehan. So here I'd be, over at the press club by 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning. We'd get ready, start the hearings. They'd run from 9 to 5. We'd take a dinner break. We'd go back for the optional evening sessions that went on for 3 hours. I was the MC for part of that. I remember introducing Richard Dolan and telling people we'd be going till dawn, which got a laugh. It's midnight. I go back to the room. I know I'm talking to Danny Sheehan about epistemology and religious history and theology. Danny was fascinated. Can you imagine spending 5 days with Danny Sheehan in a hotel room in the middle of the citizens?
Yeah, really. I'm jealous.
It was awesome. But
he's really an amazing dude.
Yes.
Joseph, could I nip in here a second? If my memory serves me, I seem to remember that after the hearing, and obviously we covered it in the podcast, especially with Chris's involvement, and I seem to remember seeing Stephen Bassett being interviewed about, how it had gone and stuff. And then after a few weeks, certain kind of viewers were starting to ask him kind of awkward questions about, should you not maybe have vetted the testimony and the participants but kind of a bit better beforehand, because the mainstream media that were covering it would just immediately seize on the wildest and weirdest of, the woo-woo crowd. And Stephen Bassett, I don't know, and I've always said in the Paracast forums that I completely respect his passion, his drive. I don't think he's a dishonest guy, but he singularly failed to grasp that, his raison d'etre, his reason for being, that he is spoiling it by not, vetting who he has coming on giving testimony. But it's like he resolutely refuses to even see that could possibly be an issue, and he never once accepted that, that it could be a problem. It would ever be a problem. He'd say, no, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine. And I just couldn't understand this. And it actually made me kind of 50% jokingly several times in the Paracast forums kind of posit that he might be a planted disinfo agent, because I fail to see how someone with his intelligence could go to all that effort to, to have these hearings, obviously with a view to hopefully getting disclosure, as he would couch it, and yet not be able to see that just the including of several guests and their testimony is enough to just throw a spanner in the works, because that's all the mainstream media will pick up on. And for him to fail to see the gravity of that non-vetting, yeah. I think, how can he not know that it really hurt the whole thing? It's inexcusable, yes.
Well, absolutely, and I've had conversations with him too. I said, don't you realize that you set up this huge ball of gravitas, this huge momentum and inertia of gravitas, to have it totally trashed by your last speaker, who is summing up the entire event by reading the fictitious dialogue from a known hoaxer on his conversations with a fantasy delusional ET. I was so upset when Paul Hellyer started reading out of Jim Sparks' book. I if I hadn't been working there, I would have really acted out by some manner or another.
Well,
let's do our break here, guys. We'll get into more of this, and this is an argument I've had with Stephen Greer on the Paracast about vetting these people he brings on. More to come with Joe and Chris and Gene and Goggs, and you're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, I want to tell you about my favorite graphics app. It's the award-winning Graphic Converter. You know, Graphic Converter is the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features, and most important, it's easy to use. It's also far less expensive than that other app that you can only get by subscription. You know the one I'm talking about. What's more, you can get 20% off with your order right now. So write this down to learn about Graphic Converter. Go to www.lemkesoft.de/gene. Let me spell that. www.lemkesoft.de/gene.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Neighbors, just want to remind you that we have After the Paracast available exclusively to those of you who subscribe to the Paracast Plus. We're going to hear more from Joe Bookman. We're going to hear from Goggs Mackay. And Joe's going to be uncensored. Plus.theparacast.com. So, Joe, we had Stephen Bassett on the Paracast early on, the original generation of the Paracast and everything, a couple of times, and we always ragged on him for failing to vet his guests. He didn't seem to care. It's just get the word out. I don't care how. And it's not as bad, of course, as what MUFON's doing this year, where they're having a symposium about the secret space program. And if you want to talk about a wacky bunch, he found them. But I don't know how that advances the cause of scientific UFO research. I understand Bassett, he has blinders on about this. He's singularly dedicated to producing what he hopes is disclosure, although we all wonder exactly what the government has to disclose. But he doesn't listen when you say you can't have people like this. You're trying to make a public impression, and you have to watch yourself.
I'll start by saying I agree, but let me quickly add, in my view, you're being a little overly harsh on Mr. Bassett. And by the way, going into the break, you said you had Stephen Greer on, and I think you misspoke.
Yeah. By the way, we did have Greer on a couple of times, and one time he was about ready to really yell at us because we dared to question him.
Yes, and the guy's a messianic figure. Steve is not. Steve has a certain humility. Let me be the devil's advocate a bit. But remember, I started by saying I agree. I don't think Steve sees himself as the gatekeeper for vetting who's credible and who's not credible in this field. And in a normal academic community, it's the community of scholars that hold each other to account for any dishonesty that's brought into that field. And ufology is so sorely lacking in that that it's unfair to say to Bassett or others, you need to be the one to do this. No, it's up to all of us. We should all be calling each other out. And I'm doing some of that, and it's not without risk. You get threatened with legal action. You know, Greer certainly has, the good Dr. Greer certainly has some impressive financial resources based on what I'm reading of how much money his documentaries make. I don't have those kind of resources. I don't want to get into, you know, any kind of costly attorney fees for defending what I might say that could be characterized as slander unless you prove it. But in a normal academic field with peer-reviewed journals, you're not at risk in that way, in the way that you are currently in quote, ufology. And I went back, I think as early as 2013, I was doing research on what witnesses we might get and how to put the hearing together. I listened to the Paracast where Steve got very angry with you for challenging him about vetting. And he said, it's not my job. It's not my job. I'm going to take this body of knowledge, this community that's supposed to be vetting itself, and throw that at the political figures that are out there. I can't be the one to decide who's credible and who's not. It's an unfair role to put me in. I'm not without sympathy to that. That said, the citizens' hearing was compromised by not having better vetting of the witnesses. And again, that shouldn't have been up to Steve. In an ideal world, it would have been a committee that he might put together of credible people to review the proposed testimony these folks would bring forward before they were then approved to be a witness, which, by the way, would also mean that Tom Clearwater could have been told, great donation, it's going to take us a year or even 18 months to do all that. Instead, they tried to rush it and have the hearings happen in May. So they only spent a couple of 3 months on that. It should have probably been a longer amount of time. I think Steve would agree with that now, that he wishes he had taken more time.
Joseph, yeah. I think you brought up an interesting point there, and that I don't think Steve Bassett's a bad guy, and I think he must have, you know, just given so much hours and effort to that, and I commend him for all of that, and his other ventures. But it's quite funny, kind of, to hear him say that, you know, it's not up to him to vet the testimony because it's up to the UFO field kind of thing. And that is a fair point. Except that he singularly failed to even delegate that role to anyone else because he kind of almost kept that for himself.
Yeah.
So that was the only kind of part that in his mind,
right,
that doesn't really square. But yeah, I get what you're saying.
On that, we're in full agreement. And again, I said earlier, in my experience, I've told him this directly too, he doesn't delegate. He doesn't build a team. There is no group in the research group. If there was any group, I'd be as close to that to anyone. And when I've asked Steve to publicize to his lists other presentations I've made. For example, I believe I'm the only guy in the UFO field, if I'm in that field, who's been accepted at SETI. You know, I gave an hour-long presentation at a SETI conference in Mountain View, California, in 2014. Just so Stock was in the audience. Seth and I had dinner together that night. He's not a fan of Steve Bassett either. Steve actually threatened him with punching him in the face because in Steve's worldview, he's convinced that Dr. Shostak is part of the cover-up. I'm not. Steve finds that a flaw in my character, I suppose. I think SETI and others are just in these silos of scientific research. They're not willing to look at what hard evidence there is out there, in part because there's so much crap surrounding it, some of which I think is government intentional disinformation, and some of it's these flim-flam artists who are in it to make a buck by saying outrageous stuff. And the MUFON conference in Vegas in 2 weeks is certainly... Anyhow, they...
Excuse me.
Yes, it's okay. Were you sneezing again? That
Yeah, right.
Well, so let me jump ahead to that. I'm in Las Vegas that week at another conference, Freedom Fest. 2,000 people, mostly Tea Party Republicans, Steve Forbes-like people. It's organized by a guy named Mark Scowden. It's their 10th year. And I've been to several Freedom Fests. It attracts a lot of libertarians as well. So they announced last year that their theme for this year is Exploring New Frontiers, and their keynote speaker is William Shatner. And so last fall, on a lark, I sent him a speaker proposal for a session at Freedom Fest to be titled, Is E.T. Libertarian? The Non-Aggression Principle, Self-Ownership, High Technology, and Extraterrestrials, If They're Here, They're Libertarians, Because as an academic, I wanted to have an exclamation point, a question mark, and a colon all in one title, right? So I fire this off thinking these guys are going to tell me to pound sand, and they go, this sounds great. Can you put together a panel? We use an academic model, no honorariums, no travel fees, no expenses at all, but can you get other people to come? So I'm like, okay, great. And Dr. John Alexander lives in Las Vegas and immediately agreed to do it. So
yeah,
John
George
and
Knapp
I,
is there. You get George to do it.
No, George turned me down. John and I both asked. I reached out to Bob Bigelow to be on that panel as well. I mean, I'm swinging for the fences. But that is now scheduled for Friday, July 20th. And then they put me on a second panel on Saturday morning on digital privacy because I have a PhD in telecom and I'm a libertarian. I guess they think I know something about that. And I'll pretend I do by the time I get to Saturday.
Joe Bookman, Gogs McKay, Chris O'Brien, Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix, because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders, and they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hi, this is Nick Pope. You're listening to the Paracast.
He's trying to sound deep, dark, mysterious.
Yes. Yeah, my radio voice.
Right. Now, I want to ask you something, because we have two segments left of the show, and we've had some fascinating tales of your travels through the years to the highways and byways and the realms of UFO research and disclosure. Let's talk about what you believe, not what Stephen Bassett says, not what Dr. Greer says, not what Paula Harris says, not what Linda Moulton Howe says, but what you have to say. Do you think there's anything that the government knows that needs to be disclosed?
Those are really two questions, aren't they?
Well, we can make it 10 if you want. Go ahead.
Boy, I come back to the answer I gave earlier. I don't know, and I'm fascinated by this. It's a curiosity to me that every human being isn't engaged in this conversation. If there's anything I bring to the field in terms of what I believe, it is that if I were an alien, I'll put it this way, and it's kind of a Stan Friedman take on it, too. If I were an alien, would I really want to drop by planet Earth right now? And the answer is clearly no. I mean, as a human being, I don't want to go to Damascus right now either. And I think planet Earth, in the broader context of whatever evolved life exists in the cosmos, looks a lot like Damascus. Primary human activity, killing each other. Primary economic activity, coming up with more disgusting, vile, evil ways of mass killing each other. It makes me kind of sad to imagine a loving creator of the universe looking at planet Earth, and how would he or she feel? Horrified. I'd like to see a planet move toward radical voluntarism. Watch Foster Gamble's documentary Thrive, and parts of Thrive I find incredible and unusual, but when Foster articulates a vision for the planet moving toward voluntary human relationships and not relationships based on force, I am an unreserved fan of that part of Foster's work. And so, you know, I run as a libertarian. I'm running right now for the United States Congress for the seat that was vacated by Jason Chaffetz last week when he resigned. By the way, I think he ought to be billed for the cost of holding this special election after running last year and resigning 2 months into his term. But anyway, I'm running as a libertarian because I really believe this. We need to start moving toward nonviolent relationships. The non-initiation of aggression principle, the NAP, is core to that. It comes out of a field of philosophy called natural law. Two key elements: you don't get to initiate force, and you own your own physical body. The meat bucket you're having this human experience in either belongs to you 100% or you're part slave. And right now we're part slave. We're told what we can or cannot do with our physical body in ways that are, in my view, evil. So as we move toward a human culture on Earth that's based on non-initiation of aggression and self-ownership, I feel like we've become a planet at peace, and ET, if he's out there, interdimensional, souped-up Corvette that flew him here, whatever, will feel more likely to drop by. At least I would, as I imagine that. The other thing that causes me to give my life over to this is I do feel like if people have given contractual agreements that are extra-constitutional around this issue, that's a human birthright issue. We deserve to know if we're alone in the cosmos or not. And that if we knew that, if we have this Copernican revolution times 10,000, you know, pre-Copernicus, we thought we were the center of the universe. Post-Copernicus, we know we're a ball of dirt that's orbiting a star, and it's kind of average. Now with Kepler, thanks to Bill Borucki, who drove the design of the Kepler Space Telescope, we know about exoplanets. The universe is teeming with planets. It's teeming with moons around planets. It's teeming with places where life could occur. It's probably almost certainly teeming with life. And if we knew we weren't alone, I think a lot of the violence on Earth would disappear overnight. We'd stop fighting over our geography. We'd see ourselves as earthlings rather than as Israelis or Jews or Catholics or Protestants. We'd begin to unify, and that would be a good thing. And that's why, you know, I put my personal resources, time, and money into running for office to articulate that. That's what I believe. So then do I believe the government knows things that I don't know on this issue? Yes, I do. I find Gordon Cooper's book, A Leap of Faith, where he describes the Foo Fighters he saw as a pilot in World War II, and he describes the lenticular-based ship with put down three landing legs at Edwards when he was there, the film he saw of that. I find that credible. I find Edgar Mitchell credible. I find Travis Walton credible. Boy, if that guy's making up that story and got five other guys to be able to pass lie detector tests about the same
thing. I agree.
Wow. That's so incredible that I find his very incredible story the more credible likelihood.
One thing, though, about Travis Walton before we go on. That he's telling the truth doesn't tell us what really happened. It's what he thinks happened.
Yes, and he was clearly out of it for most of the time he was gone. I was the MC for the Sonoma Film Festival UFO Day a couple years ago, and they asked me to create that. And I said, let's get Jennifer Stein's documentary Travis and Fire in the Sky and show them back-to-back with Travis in the room, which was an amazing experience. Out of all the things I've done in film at Sundance and elsewhere, Travis Walton watching Fire in the Sky in a theater setting for the first time in 20 years, and then watching the documentary Jennifer had done, and then having Travis on a panel where I'm asking him questions about those two films, I wish it had been recorded. I'm getting chills just talking about it. One of the things, I said, Travis, so what did Hollywood get right, more accurate, better than this documentary? Because a lot of what Hollywood did was distort his story. And he said, Joe, even though what they show happening in the ship is nothing like what happened, the emotional experience of just watching that yesterday took me back in a more real way to how terrified I was than what's in the documentary, which Ron James has been doing the special effects for that are more accurate. But he said, even though it wasn't an accurate depiction emotionally, it was a more real experience than the documentary for me. And clearly, this is a man who was terrified by whatever occurred. So a human being's ability to report with 100% precision what occurred while being terrified is not entirely reliable. That said, what a credible witness he is to something going on. And so, yeah, I believe the government knows more about that than I do. And I think it is a birthright issue where we all ought to know. What I wonder is if those in charge of that secret, if there is really such a secret, I don't know that for sure, but I surely suspect it, if those in charge of that don't realize that it would do more harm than good to let all that out. And I suspect if they were to let it all out, whatever they do know, it's going to raise 10,000 times more questions than we have right now. Do I think they have all the answers? Oh, no. No, not at all. So maybe they don't release it because it's only going to do more harm than good. I'd like to believe that, rather than that they're all somehow nefarious in keeping it a secret. But I don't know.
What if they just don't know? What if they have a mystery on their hands, they have no idea what's causing it, and there might be the fear on the part of the authorities, look, if we admit that we have a phenomenon that we can't explain, doesn't adhere to any conventional science that we know about, how can we admit that?
Yeah. So I agree. But the question was, do they know things that I don't know? And then should they release them? So it's kind of two questions. Yes, I think they do. There's gun camera footage of military pilot witnesses that has probably been sequestered somewhere. There's whatever footage Gordon Cooper reported that he saw on film of whatever occurred at Edwards Air Force Base the day of that missile launch that he then says disappeared, didn't wind up in Project Blue Book or anywhere. So yeah, I'm relatively sure, almost positive, there's stuff like that. There's reasons these friends of mine hit a stone wall when I asked this question. They've made agreements that they honor not to talk about this stuff, apparently. I'd like to see those agreements removed and have open hearings on the issue. But my concern is, would that do more harm than good? I don't know.
Well, as they admit they don't know, that could be a problem. If they admit it's spaceships, that could be a problem. So it depends on what they have to admit, what kind of political problem they have. We have something else to present. One more segment with Joe Bookman. And you see, we really didn't get too political, did we? With Gene, Chris, Goggs, and Joe. You're in.
All participants vetted Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You know you're being lied to about space. The MUFON 2017 Symposium gives you the tools to discern. Our speaker lineup and the things they share will blow you away. Is there a secret space program? Find out from aerospace insiders like Bill Tompkins and Robert Wood. What did Gary McKinnon find on NASA computers? Is warp drive for real? James Woodward knows. Do we have our own fleet of spaceships? Corey Good says yes. He's live and in person. It all happens Friday through Sunday, July 21st through the 23rd at the JW Marriott in Las Vegas, Nevada. Seats are still available, but only a few. If you can't attend, buy the live stream. It includes a year of MUFON television. This is MUFON's most intense symposium ever. Join us there or on the stream, but don't miss it. What is the secret space program? Let's investigate. Go to MUFONSymposium.com. That's MUFONSymposium.com. MUFONSymposium.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. fullycookedbacon.com.
The
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hi, it's Greg Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
All right. I don't even know what to say about that. I think Goggs is somewhere else. He's in the TARDIS right now. Joe, okay, so I get the impression here you're an ET kind of guy. Is that correct?
Well, I mean, that and more, that certainly doesn't cover all of what I imagine is going on. I went to Mountain View the night that Bill Borucki received the Drake Award from Frank Drake. It's a highlight of my whole life. Frank Drake, the author of the Drake Equation, said he gives out an annual Frank Drake Award. They're giving it to Bill Borucki, the guy who kept proposing the Kepler mission until finally NASA surrendered and launched the thing. And that's the thing that has given us all of the data that tells us there are exoplanets and planetary formation is a common occurrence in the cosmos. Kepler, by the way, was staring at a point of the night sky about the size of the palm of your hand held at arm's length away from your eyes. That's all the cosmos we've looked at. We haven't looked at everywhere else in the dome of the night sky, one spot the size of the palm of your hand. And it's gathered the data about the diminution of the luminosity of stars with planetary transits, and it stopped working. Two of its gyroscopes went out a couple of years ago. So when you hear about these new exoplanet discoveries, it's the analysis of all this collected data from years ago. We're not getting a lot of new data. There's a Kepler-2 mission that sort of does that, but without getting into the weeds. Being at that SETI event at a private home outside of Mountain View to acknowledge this gentleman for the lifelong research he did, the commitment to getting Kepler launched, to give humanity now and at this moment in time the data that shows that there are planets around other stars and they're inhabitable zones. There could be life that evolved out there. Well, my goodness. We used to say that there are more stars in the observable universe than grains of sand on all the beaches of the Earth, and now there's about 10 times that much stuff in terms of the number of planets and moons with habitable zones. They don't all have to be in the Goldilocks zone. They just have to have a belt of habitability on them. That could be moons as well as planets. Do we really think that we're the only biological life that grew up and then that we're the most technologically advanced, wise bio-life in the cosmos? No, that just seems absurd in the face of that scientific reality, having nothing to do with the UFO issue. Then there are these credible, relatively credible at least, certainly intriguing body of evidence of people like Travis Walton or Ed Mitchell or Gordon Cooper or others that I think are deserving of more scientific inquiry. And then associated that with is all this crazy, the flim-flam artists, the nutcases, the people who are, as Steve Bassett says, in immediate need of intense psychiatric intervention. By the way, if you want to know, Steve does have a horizon of vetting because we've talked about this MUFON conference, and he can't believe who MUFON is having there either. It's like, what are they doing? So I wouldn't say Steve accepts everything.
Oh, well, I can't wait to have that conversation with him.
Publicly, he doesn't come out and say this one's credible and that one's not. He doesn't want to be in that business, and I think for not completely ununderstandable reasons. Anyhow, so I'm going to Vegas. I'm going to be at Freedom Fest. I'm doing these two presentations. I find Dr. John Alexander to be a credible guy. Some people think he's a man in black. Dr. Greer accuses him of being a mass murderer who was president at the Kennedy assassination at the age of 15 or something. And
whoa, stop.
All this
full stop,
crazy.
Full stop, yes. Full stop. What does Greer say about Alexander?
Go Google the Dead Man Switch that came out. Some of his inner circle published his Dead Man Switch when Sirius came out. In the Dead Man Switch document, he mentions John Alexander being present at the Kennedy assassination. So there's that crazy association. Anyway, I'm going to be in Vegas. I'm going to do the thing with John at Freedom Fest. And MUFON, to their credit, Chase Klosky, just granted me a full VIP media credential to go over to MUFON. So I'm gonna drop in as I can. I'd like to talk to Richard Dolan over there, and maybe that's it.
Well, you know something here. That's why I get a clarity here. Ron James, the documentary producer, sent us an ad he wanted us to run for the MUFON symposium. Now, I consider it a wacky place. I consider the speakers to be beyond wacky. I consider the subject matter to be interesting, but not necessarily UFO-related. But to be fair and balanced, we are running that ad. So if you've heard the ad running on this show during our commercial break, ain't my fault. Just scream it, Ron.
Let me take the devil's advocate for MUFON. That's what they should do. Invite the people in with the most salient, crazy stories that are getting public attention, and then put them through the refiner's fire of some sort of peer review, which Dolan says he's going there to do. I heard Dolan talking about some of the other presenters at MUFON and the criticism MUFON's getting about that, but you want to bring these people out of the shadows, put them in the light of day at an academic conference, and then challenge them with that peer review. I'm not clear that's what MUFON's doing.
And they're going to present them one after another, and that's it. And it's going to be about the secret space program. I don't see there any purpose in doing that except to fill seats, and I guess they hope they'll fill seats. But I agree with you. If you want to bring on people like that and subject them to serious questioning of their beliefs and insist on some kind of evidence to prove what they say, I have no problem with that.
I'd be a fan of it. I think that's what they ought to be doing. And the conference hasn't happened yet. I have a hope that maybe that's what they'll do. But I, like Steve, sometime am somewhat overly optimistic.
Well, if it happens, fine. Now, we've invited Jan Harzan, the executive director of MUFON, to come on the Paracast. He appeared twice on Kevin Randall's show. And I asked him, well, if you can come on that show, would you make time for us? And he said, well, he had committed to that earlier. Supposedly, after the symposium, he'll come on, he'll answer questions, and we'll find out. But it's not so much having a symposium with wacky people about an idea that may be peripherally related to UFOs, but maybe not, and probably not. It's not about that. It's about other issues with MUFON and the organizational structure, and whether just being able to donate $5,000 a year gives you special access, even if you post racist comments on Facebook. It's things like that that concern everyone.
Well, I think that will be a much higher rated show than this one. So get Jan on and challenge him in that way. That's what we ought to be doing as a community. We ought to challenge each other. And if you challenge someone, as I did Ms. Harris a few years ago, it's outrageous to then be accused of being part of the government's disinformation campaign. You don't do that when you're asking legitimate questions. Of course, so let me give a pitch for my campaign. I'm running in Utah for the United States Congress. I'm calling for those open hearings and whistleblower protection. And my website, should you care to check it out, is www.gotol.vote. Yes, I'm telling the people of Utah to go to L. Go to L is life, love, liberty, legalization, and let us alone, the core of the libertarian natural law, purest expression of politics. Go to L.vote. Check it out and drop me an email. You'll find my contact information there. I'd love to hear from Paracast listeners. What I love about this, too, is it goes up on the Internet now. It'll be there for my great-great-great-grandchildren to listen to. Hi, guys. If you're out there 100 years from now listening, it's Grandpa.
It'll even be on YouTube without the photos of us because we have this great artwork template that Red Pill Junkie created for us. So, by the way, Joe's going to also be on After the Paracast this week with Gogs Mackay. And because After the Paracast is uncensored, let's leave it there. You can find us on Twitter. Look for the Paracast. Look for two official Paracast fan clubs on Facebook. Look for the official Paracast channel on YouTube. And it all depends on views now. We don't get paid by YouTube until we get enough views. They've got this new thing now where you got to get a lot of views, thousands and thousands, before you get paid for it. They're hoarding the money or something. I don't know. Anyway, we also have After the Paracast, as I said, which is part of the Paracast Plus. To learn more, go to plus, P-L-U-S dot theparacast.com. That's plus dot theparacast.com. We offer a commercial-free version of this show. We offer After the Paracast. We got some videos there. Our good friend Paul Kimball, who's also done some politics in recent months, he's going to have more content for us to add to the Paracast Plus. Prices start just $1.49 a week. Our price cheap, and we have subscribers who want to save money or just try us out for $1.49 a week. If you subscribe to 5 years or lifetime, got some free books for you. So check it out. Plus.theparacast.com. Plus.theparacast.com. Joe Bookman, thank you so much for making this such an enjoyable episode of the Paracast.
Loved it. Thank you, Gene.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.